So I'm reading from John chapter 21, verses 15 to 17. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep."
So the scripture that we have read here reminds me of this month of June. To us as a family, the Shayamunda family, the month of June is an expensive month for us. On the 11th of June, 2011, that's when I was in love with my wife. On the 22nd of June, that's when we did our wedding. On the 21st of June, 2014, that's when our firstborn was born. On the 30th of June, that's when our secondborn was born. So we have got anniversary, birthday, and birthday. So why I am saying this? I would like to talk about love as the theme we're saying, do you love Jesus? So during this month of June, that's when my wife or me, I'm going to show her that, do you still remember that day when I put a ring into your finger and I said these words? And I like the words which I said. On that day I said, as Christ loved the church, likewise shall I loved you, I love you, and I will forever love you. But if you have got a spouse, if your spouse is to ask you a question after 36 years, 34 years in marriage, and he or she asks you, do you love me? It simply means that there's something wrong. Something is not going well. Maybe your actions are no longer tallying with what you said before, or are no longer tallying with what you are saying. So the background of this story that we have read about Peter, one of the extroverts, disciples of Jesus Christ, was outspoken, and Peter could answer any questions from Jesus without thinking. He was called by Jesus as a fisherman. He was not just a fisherman, he was a professional fisherman, meaning to say he was getting some money from fishing. But he left his career and went to save the Lord. So if you are to track the life of Peter as he was moving and saving Jesus, he once promised Jesus that he was going to follow Jesus till the end. And even in John chapter 13, verse 37, he said he was even prepared to die for Jesus. And he even defended Jesus Christ when he was arrested. And he took a sword and to remove someone's ear. Because of his love with Jesus, he was defending his master. He didn't want his master to be arrested. So now, Jesus has died. Simon Peter is frustrated. Went back to his business of fishing. That's when we see now Jesus is appearing to them. So after eating, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Do you love me?" Peter answered, as I have said that, Peter could quickly answer, "Yes, Lord, I love you." Second time, "Simon Peter, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he was asked for the third time. Why was Jesus asking Simon Peter these questions? Jesus is Lord. He is God. He knows everything. He knew what was in Simon Peter's mind, whether Peter loved him or not. So why are you asking this question? So Jesus is asking Peter because he wanted Peter to self-examine himself, to reflect on his life, to self-introspect, that you are now fishing. Is it that what you promised me from the beginning when I called you and I said, leave these nets and I will make you fishers of men? But now you have returned back to your previous work. You have forgotten about me. You have forgotten the job. You have forgotten the covenant. You have forgotten the promises that you made when I called you. Maybe Peter was frustrated by the death of Jesus Christ, that tragic end to him. He was not expecting that, for his master to die in such a way. So he said, there's no hope. It's better for me to go back to my work. In life, as we live, as we worship the Lord, there are a lot of things which may frustrate you and takes you back to the days when you were not yet born again. You know, I've been in church leadership. I was exposed to church leadership at a tender age. I was the moderator of the presbytery at the age of 28 years. That was a huge task by then. You know, as a young man, I had zeal to serve the Lord. But you go to the presbytery, listen to the debates being done, and some of the decisions made, I would come home frustrated. I thought one day, I thought of quitting, saying, I think, yes, I know that the Lord has called me, but I don't think it's the right time for me to save him now. Because of some of the decisions that were made. Likewise, as for me, when I preach, when I share the word of God, I would like to use tangible examples. I would like the word of God to address the situation that we are in. Not pretending. The word of God have got all answers. We are going into a union. That's a fact. There are many things which are going to drop. We may lose people. Many people may be frustrated. But we must remember this thing, that as you are thinking of making a certain decision, some of you have already moved the pawns, like playing chess, that it's okay. So when we move, I'm going to do this. When we go into union, I think I'm not going to put my direct debt, I'll pay as I go. So if I am to ask you a question today, do you love Jesus? What are you going to say to me? And if you love him, what are you doing to show that you love him? It's not a matter of saying words. Love must be accompanied with action. If you love the Lord, what are you doing? So Simon Peter is being told by Jesus that, if you love me, look after my flock. Look after my lamb. For the first time, I have managed to pronounce the word lamb. Look after my sheep. My sheep need protection. My sheep need guidance. My sheep need provision. What are you doing? You are busy here doing fishing. But the foxes, the hyenas are busy eating the sheep. Go back and do your job. Do you love Jesus? What are you doing to show that you love Jesus? And loving Jesus comes with a cost. It comes with a cost. But we must be prepared to give the Lord time. One of the crucial things that must show that we love Jesus. I will go back to the example which I gave at the beginning. My wife is a care worker. Busy job. Sometimes I could see her coming home like this, think that she's tired. Sometimes I could go and pick her. But even if she is tired, she comes home because of love, even though she is tired. She knows that his husband is a bad cook. Because of love, she cooks for her husband. Because of love, she must have time with me. What is it that compelling her to do that is because of love? So if you love Jesus Christ, we must give him time. Even your schedule is pegged, but you must give the Lord time to worship him, to fellowship with him through prayer. It's not just a matter of saying that I love Jesus Christ. It must be accompanied with action. To take care of God's sheep, to be an instrument in the house of the Lord. What are you doing to show that you love Jesus? What are you going to do to show that you love Jesus? Do you share the gospel with others when you meet them? I was told a story about a man who wanted to share the gospel everywhere. But he was not all that trained on how to present the gospel to the people. But he had the zeal. So he was, normally when sharing the gospel, when evangelizing, you simply ask the person, do you know Jesus? That is the first question. When the person says, no, I don't know him, you start from there. So he was preaching to the Chinese people. The Chinese people are business-minded. So he asked the Chinese guy, do you know Jesus? You know the pronunciation of the Chinese. Said, Jesus? No, I don't know Jesus. But if you have to give me a symbol, I can make you a better Jesus. Nice Jesus for you. The message didn't reach well to the Chinese guy, but this evangelist is trying to do his job. He's trying to do his job with all his effort, with all his power. Are you worshiping the Lord? Are you showing the love of God with what you have? I will conclude by reading the book of John, one of the popular verses, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God loved the world, but he did not end in just loving the world. He did acted. The action was to give his only begotten Son to die for our sins, to die for the world. Likewise, love must be accompanied by action. What are you doing to show that you love the Lord in his house? May the Lord bless the teaching of his word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for letting us know that we must love you with all our hearts. Help us to love you and to love you more. In Jesus' name, amen.